We continue with our COVID-19 coverage with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. We're joined by Ron Peterson, President and CEO, Barney Larry, Vice President of Business Development and Executive Director of Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing. And Ron, we'll let you start with those latest statewide numbers this morning.
Well, thank you, Brad. In the state of Arkansas, they've actually tested 13,264 individuals. That's up significantly. There's now 927 positives, and a lot of people may be saying, whoa, that's a pretty big jump, and it is, but if you look at the ratio of number tested compared to the number positive, that's only 6.9%, and that's definitely that's a very good number, so we're glad of that. Out of the 927 positives, though, across the state, there are 74 that are in hospitals, and there are 22 of those 74 that are on ventilators. And so far in the state of Arkansas, we unfortunately still have 16 deaths. We feel bad about that, but we're glad that number is as low as it is. So in the Baxter Regional Hospital System, we have tested 48 individuals. We have 36 negatives, and we have 12 outstanding. So again, still we have no positives here within the individuals that we've tested at Baxter Regional.
Okay. Ron, of course, as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, we understand, of course, Baxter Regional had to make some very difficult but necessary decisions yesterday to respond to these unprecedented challenges, didn't you?
We did, Brad. First thing I want to say, though, is we are still here to take care of our patients. And so if you are ill, I want to make sure that people know that we have the capability to take care of you. Also, we are so blessed to have so many good individuals that work here at Baxter Regional. However, kind of as you said, fewer people are choosing to receive health care, and that's good because they're doing that because they're doing the right thing because they are staying home. And we do encourage people to continue to stay home. But as people stay home, we've seen decreases in our volume. If you compare the first couple weeks of March to the last couple weeks in March, we've seen 25% to 40% decreases throughout the organization, whether it's in the ER or physician offices or inpatients. And so we've seen a decrease in volume, and at the same time, we've seen an increase in our spending due to the COVID-19. And this has a huge financial impact on the organization. And so we have had to, as you said, make some very difficult but necessary decisions in order to be prepared for what lies ahead. These decisions really affect just about every one of our partners in care. And again, we're just so blessed. We have so many good people here at the organization. That's what really made these decisions even more difficult. But we are hoping these decisions are temporary, but we've made five major moves. And again, we're hoping that they're temporary, but we have put a hold on any market-based pay increases. Typically, we do that in April, but we're putting a hold on those right now. We have reduced salaries of executives in our leadership team. We are doing something that we call flexing, which is basically just matching our volume to our staffing, matching staffing to the volume. So a lot of people, because our volume is down, are receiving reduced hours, and that is occurring. And then we have suspended the hiring of non-critical positions. I think we have 45 positions right now that are on hold, and that will continue to grow. And then we have furloughed about 105 employees. Again, we're hoping that all this is temporary. The people who are on furlough will be able to continue to have their health insurance during this time of furlough. And those are the steps that we're taking to ensure that we can continue to be here and take care of people's needs.
Ron, are you able to tell us what departments are affected by this?
You know, we looked and it went across the board, really, in the organization. Probably the area that was affected the least was what I'll call the nursing or the direct patient caregivers, but it really was pretty much across the board.
Okay. Barney, let's talk about the impact this has on the local community, and does it impact Baxter Regional's planned response to COVID-19?
Well, I want to address the latter question first. It does not affect the response we have. You know, we still been working for our staff and physicians, and and nurses have been working for 3 weeks to prepare for the COVID influx that we might have. They're still ready, the plan's still in place, and we still have the personnel to take care of our patients that are in need here at Baxter Regional Medical Center. But I do want to address the community, because these folks that staff members yesterday that walked out our door temporarily, you know, are part of our family, and we really care about them. And you know, these were tough decisions for us yesterday. But you know, I think that as we look at those folks and see their attitude and understand that our community will surround them and support them. Fortunately, the stimulus package helps them, most of them, financially, and we're so thankful for that. But right now, we have a group of folks that temporarily left the organization yesterday. Their valued employees are praying for us right now in their homes. Yesterday, as I was sharing with a valued employee that she was going to be leaving, and right as she walked out the door, she said, you know, can we just kneel right here and let me pray for Baxter Regional and the staff and the leadership? That's what makes it so important, that we as our community can make it through this. I do believe it. This is a praying community. This is a community that believes in a higher power. And, you know, you talk about the impact. Yeah, it's tough, but we are tough people and a great community, and we're going to make it through it, Brad.
You bet. Very tough time for everyone involved. Guys, anything else we need to touch on this morning?
Just again, remember social distancing. It's so critical to keep that ratio down and to continue to stay below the curve. We really want to emphasize the social distancing. You know, some people think, well, I've been in all day, I can just go out for an hour, but it just takes, you know, one touch of that virus germ from whatever you do, and you could end up with it. So social distancing, washing hands consistently, keeping the hands off the face, wearing face masks to protect others, those are the kind of things that we need to do over these next 2 weeks. I think it's a critical time for us. We're really at that time in that bell-shaped curve where those things will make a huge difference.
Yeah, I like what Stephanie says. I like her little quote, stay at home and don't roam.
There you go. That's very good advice. Gentlemen, we appreciate the time this morning, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Brett, thank you. Brett. Appreciate it.
Again, Ron Peterson and Barney Larry this morning for Baxter Regional Medical Center.